Hello everybody, welcome to another Experience Kills. I'm Cameron and I am joined by my lovely Ben.
Okay, hi, this is the lovely Ben.
I'm just gonna, every time I introduce you, to try and make it more and more awkward between us.
It's succeeding.
Good.
Good job. Yep.
Trying to do.
Doing well. Good.
So, today I'm going to be bringing you a Devil's Hunt. Now, this is made by a little studio called Layoppy Games, and it's based upon a book that translates through to Equilibrium. Unfortunately, there's no Christian Bale involved, where you play as a gentleman called Desmond, who, through some unfortunate events in his life, ends up dying, going to hell, and he's such a stubborn git that he fights off demons while he's down there, and Satan goes, "Hey, fancy a job?" And isn't that what we want from the afterlife? You don't want to just sit down and be comfortable. You wanna get a job from the devil, don't you?
Okay. I have a question for you though, Cameron. Why is it that people that make video games keep calling their lead characters Desmond? That has not ever been a good name. It will never be a good name. And frankly, even after Assassin's Creed, it's still not cool. So let's stop doing
that. And also, frankly, I don't think I've ever met an actual real-life Desmond.
No, I don't think I have
either. I think it might just be a name invented solely for video game characters.
You might be right, actually. Now you mention it. I don't know any Desmonds either.
I'm gonna bust open this conspiracy right here.
Oh my god. The Desmondspiracy. I love it.
The Born Desmonds. No, I can't do the Born version. No. That just complicates things.
Yeah. Anyway, I should let you carry on talking about the game, but I was just curious, why Desmond? But anyway, moving on. We'll never know.
We'll never know. So Desmond was given a job by the devil himself to become, apparently, Hell's Executor. Or Executor. Executor. I cannot spell today or read. Hell's Executor.
That's okay. It's a weird word. It's like, it is a strange word, Executor. Or Executor, for that matter.
So he's... He becomes the Hell's Executor, who gets tasked to go back to the land of the living, back into Earth, to take back his revenge against the people that wronged him while he was alive, and then send some of the souls of people who have escaped Hell back down to Hell. And then he is actually to become both the Savior and the Destroyer, because apparently he gets some wings on his back as well at some point, and takes a little bit of light on inside.
At which point does he catch his girlfriend in bed with someone else?
clearly, before he initially dies.
Oh, so it's like that leads to his death?
Yes. So he's a bit of a rich, the son of a rich playboy kind of guy.
Please use the word they use on the website.
Because I say that word.
He's a bon vivant.
He's a bon vivant, son of a rich entrepreneur.
So, doing the research for this game, I read the description on the website, and look, to be fair, like, Polish developer, they're from Warsaw, clearly English is not their first language, because I don't think I've seen that word written down in, like, 20 plus years. I've never heard anybody, like, in person describe a rich playboy philanthropist like Tony Stark character as a bon vivant. That's brilliant. I love it.
As I said to Ben earlier, I had to look up what bon vivant meant.
and that's fair.
Thank you.
That's fair. That's what happens when you use Google Translate to write your copy for you. I mean, that's not good, boys. or it's actually kind of brilliant, but yeah, so you've given us a setup. How does this game play?
Desmond, he resurrects as this Hell's Executor in that full-fledged war kind of between angels and demons, sending souls back down or back up, you know. And it's a third-person kind of hack and slash in a way.
An action-adventure game?
Yeah, kind of Devil May Cry-esque. No style points for your fighting, though, unfortunately. You do get to unlock some kind of some devilishly wicked powers later on. Some kind of error effect slams and stuff like that. I wouldn't say it was difficult to play. I couldn't, for the life of me, find a targeting system. I know that's very picky, but while I'm fighting 3 to 5 lower class demons, and there's a big one just off screen sort of thing, and I'm trying to keep a decent distance and spread them apart a little bit, I can't seem to find one just to be able to focus on and or change between, you know? I kind of had to just awkwardly twist the mouse to see which way I could fight next, you know? It could have been just me, but I couldn't figure one out. Not that I made, like I said, it didn't make it difficult. Just a bit, yeah, just a bit picky on that one. So
talking about the combat, you compared it to DMC. What era of Devil May Cry are we talking about? Because is it early era where it's like partially fixed camera perspective, or is it late era where it's like behind the back, third person perspective?
Behind the back, mostly.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, I don't miss that old school where it's like an evil camera in the corner of you.
No. You have that's what I was asking, because that's like, that was shit. So I'm glad they're not doing that.
Yeah, you have got a full environment you can look around in. I mean, the environment is actually really nice. But graphically,
the game looks good, doesn't
graphically,
it?
Graphically, yeah. It is really good. There's a lot of lore you can find out about, like sigils and stuff that are left in the game, and like about different creatures. And it's just some of those bits, like where I found the combat in the end to be just a bit boring. To be perfectly honest, it's very samey. A lot of the creatures were very similar to each other on a mass level of them. Some of the higher up demons obviously would took a bit more oomph to get them down, but that was it, kind of it, you know.
Not a lot of move variety.
Yeah, there's move variety we can unlock in the future for different kind of power up moves and stuff like that. Once you get them unlocked, but like your very basic just click to attack, you know, it's right there, and it's just like, you know, can I dash to the side and do attack to spice it up a bit? But it's just a bit disappointing with the combat.
Well, I mean, if it's a game that's all based around the combat, then you talk about the environments being quite nice and detailed and looking good. Are they big enough for it to be explorable, or is it really, really linear? Or
A little bit of both. So there are certain areas you do have to explore a tiny bit in the area that you're given if it's to progress on. Because there are some puzzle elements of where you have to travel, there's not very many like kind of hidden areas. I mean, there are things to find, trinkets and, you know, little pictures and stuff that you can pick up. Very straightforward, but only like just a little deviation to find a little secret. That's it, you know. It's not fully open world.
No, I didn't think that, but I mean sometimes, you know, these third-person action adventure games, they encourage a bit of exploration in the environments. There'll be secrets, like you mentioned. But it sounds more like this is a bit more of a focused, linear kind of thing. Is it very narrative-driven? Is there a lot of story and character stuff? How well, because we've discovered that the website's translation is maybe not great, how well is the English in the game done? How's the voice acting, the performances, that sort of thing?
That actually is actually quite a redeeming factor. I will give it that. Despite the story being very much sounds very much like a soap opera, you know, lad gets given a boot from his rich daddy, finds his fiance in bed with his best friend, sort of thing. Oh no!
Ugh,
but
bastard.
But the voice acting for it is really solid. So it is a redeeming factor. It is a good. There's some good acting in there.
I've got a question for you. So DMC is also very well known for its kind of like awesome soundtrack, everything from like shredding metal to cheesy electro and everything in between. What's the music like? If you say I don't know, that kind of means exactly what you think it does, as in it's forgettable. So I'm curious. Go on.
No, you are kind of right. I generally didn't sit there and just go, oh wow, I really love that one repetitive track.
Oh, that one that just went on and on and on for a whole level. What a classic.
No, I don't know. I couldn't think of it doesn't kind of spring to mind when I think of like awesome soundtrack.
It's a shame. Yeah. That's a shame.
Sorry.
Oh, well, you know, I just thought, because it's such a part of DMC, isn't it, and all of those games. So
I do hope you mean actual Devil May Cry, not a...
I just use it as an abbreviation. I actually liked DMC though, but yeah, I do mean all the Devil May Cries, yeah.
It's such a risque comment to say that, isn't it?
Well, it was kind of like my first proper one, and I think Ninja Theory's combat design is really freaking good. Like, that game plays really well, and because it was like my first proper Devil May Cry, because I'd never really played the previous that much, Church. I've gone back since. I didn't have that connection to Dante that a lot of people did. So when he was redesigned, I was just like, well, this is just all I know. So whatever.
I think it's that was a very Prince of Persia scenario. You know what I mean?
Yes. A drastically different reboot.
Yeah, they brought out, what was it, 2004 version on Xbox, and it was like, everyone was just like, the fuck is this?
Or the one that was the adaptation, like, tie into the movie, if you're talking about Prince of Persia. That was really bad.
We'll tie into the movie.
What movie, actually, now you mention it? That didn't exist. So, back to Devil's Hunt. Anything you wanted to add? Any final bits, thoughts?
So graphically, I did enjoy the game. It is a nice look among everything. There are some nice locations you can change between, like Hell itself, and primarily Miami is where it is set in, like, the pre-demon days, I guess. As far as the voice acting and the graphics go, it's fantastic. The story, I thought, was just a bit meh, I guess. And combat-wise, again, it's just a bit of a hit and miss when it comes to this one. I think if there was just a bit more variation when it came to the combat, I'd be much more interested. That's the only thing I can say on that one. But other than that,
that's fair enough.
Other than that, it is a good story. I love Hell. Okay. I love Hell.
That's good, because that's where you're headed. Cam, did you want me to wrap this one up for you? I'm happily do it for you if you like.
By all means.
So that was another episode of Experience Kills. Cam has been your host, and he's been fantastic today. I've been here to add some colour commentary, I think we could say, like a poor wrestling commentator. And that was another episode by us. Please follow us on Twitter. You can find me at DIYE. You can find Cameron at Camelot. And you can find Experience Kills at, guess where? Experience Kills. All we ask for is a like and subscribe on YouTube. We don't have a Patreon to promote. I'm not giving you a PayPal link to click on. Just a like and subscribe. That's literally all we want. And bear in mind, if you don't have time to sit and watch a YouTube video that goes on for 15 minutes of rambling crap between me and Cameron, like they usually do, you can also listen to 15 minutes of rambling crap on a podcast while you're on the loo, while you're in the bath, while you're in the shower. If you have a waterproof phone, I wouldn't recommend it. With a non-waterproof phone, that will ruin the phone and we will not be held liable. So yes, check out the podcast as well. You having a little snigger there, Cam, on the way out?
So I just appreciate all the water safety information you're giving.
If anything, I am all about safety. And with that, Cam, shall we bon vivant off into the sunset?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Bon vivant, everybody. Bon vivant.
Bon vivant. Bon vivant.